you through the night. It's all right. It's all right. Bet your money all your life. It's all right. It's all right. Don't need a salt to drop your flowers. Oh, no. Oh, no. Whatever gets you through your life.
Time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandonar toda esperanza.
Ah, daddy gonna give you something to drink. Ah, yeah, I am here in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle in Puerto Rico, back at the flagship station, News Radio 570 WWNC. We have Sam, the Animal Still, producer of the show. We have Investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And tell us, Investigator Shelley Wright, now that silver and gold and all that is skyrocketing, as we always told people it would, what's been the mood? What's the atmosphere like at Wright's Coin Shop?
It's even busier than usual. I'm tired. I'm trying to kind of relax a little bit because I've been running around the shop all week long. It's been crazy. Everybody wants to buy. The cupboards are bare at the moment. We're expecting another shipment of gold and silver in on Tuesday morning. So, yeah.
Tell them about that cool coin you brought in tonight.
Oh, yes. My Zombucks. Greg brought them to me from a coin show in Marion this week. It's designs of old U.S. money, really cool designs, but they look like zombies. They're skeletonized, and they're very, very cool.
It's like the size of like a silver dollar, but it's made out of copper, and it looks like an old, like, you know, like 1800s lady, but if you look really close, like, she's a skeleton. It's pretty cool.
Very cool looking. I'm loving these.
Well, you know, let's get to the important thing here for everybody listening. And the important thing is...
Well, that was important for Sam.
Well, we have been telling everybody for a long time, you're supposed to buy gold and silver when the value is low.
Yes.
So you can sell it when it's high.
Yes.
It's now higher than it was. So if you didn't listen to us before, the good news is it looks like it's going to get way, way higher than it is. So if you if you don't already have a gold or a silver stockpile, now is the time. I'm talking Monday morning, this Monday morning at Wright's Coin Shop. Tell everybody when you open and what they need to do, Shelley.
We open at 10:30. We are Monday through Friday, 10:30 until 5:30. And you need to get in there and get whatever we have, and we will replenish everything on Tuesday. We're expecting 1 ounce bars, 5 ounce bars, 10 ounce bars. We're expecting 1 ounce gold eagles, but you should really hurry because they're not going to last very long. You may see a lot of something, and then an hour later, there's not much, if anything, left. And it is not an exaggeration. On the other hand, people are also selling a lot of things right now.
Business over 40 years. And if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to wrightscoinshop.com. There is also just a website you can go to directly, wrightscoinshop.com, W-R-I-G-H-T-S, wrightscoinshop.com. And give us your address and phone number, Shelley.
Our address is 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. Our phone number is 828-298-5402.
All right. Write that down. Keep it on your fridge. 828-298-5402. So, Shelly, how long have you been working in Wright's Coin Shop, since it's a family business?
I think I was like 8. Mm-hmm. It's been a long, long time.
It's been a long time. Now, do you guys usually play music in there, or
no.
Is it kind of quiet like a library when you go inside?
It is definitely not quiet like a library, but we also do not play any music.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. When you are standing on one side of the sales counter,
mm-hmm.
and a customer is standing on the other side,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden, spontaneously, you or the customer rips a deep sawtooth fart, do you ignore that or do you acknowledge it? What is the unofficial policy about how to deal with those moments?
You ignore it. You just ignore it like nothing ever happened. Cause,
really?
Yeah. We have a lot of older customers that come in, and every once in a while, something happens. Yes,
I'm
just
sure.
Ignore it. They don't even realize it, and you just ignore it.
Is there a peculiar aroma that fills the shop after this happens? I mean, because that seems like it might be a little more difficult to ignore. That's when you have to be the utmost professional, right?
That is when you have to be, yes, sometimes. But, you know, we also have some people that come in that don't really bathe or who reek of some substance, and it just needs stuff.
I don't know if this is the power of suggestion or what, but right now I think I can smell like a sulfurous egg aroma in the room where I'm standing. I don't know how to explain it, but here's what I can tell you. You hear that?
Oh, is that your Slinky?
That's Slinky Jr.
Slinky Jr. You should call it Janky, because you ain't even got a real Slinky. You got the Junior.
So Shelly, what you're saying is the show must go on,
the
right?
Show must go on.
Okay, well, here's the reason I bring this up. I have this story from, where is this? Georgia. Of course it's Georgia. A man who is 20 years old. Sam...
Yeah.
Can you call them a man when they're 20? I mean, I know technically when you're 18, you're
man
a man.
Boy.
Well, I mean,
when you're that age,
you think you're a man. And sure, the military will make a man out of you and stuff. But no, for the most part, a 20-year-old is a boy.
We send children into the military.
You can't drink, but you can
you
kill.
You can't smoke, but
you can kill some
people.
Yeah.
Well, this guy is in trouble because he has – now, remind you folks, dark 30 hour, tune out if you don't want to hear this. He had a can of what is called liquid-ass fart spray. And this guy went into – it says a bar, okay? Now, I don't think he – I don't know. Maybe in some cases you can go into a bar in Georgia – when you're 20, as long as you don't drink and you have an armband, I don't know. But anyway.
Well, you can go to plenty of places that they serve food.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's one of those things.
A sports bar, yeah.
But he went in there, and he sprayed this. And they said that this guy, who was underage, appeared, quote, very inebriated and was slurring his speech. End quote. But a female patron told police the man had sprayed her in the face with, quote, the horrible smelling fart spray, end quote. They found this container in his front pocket. It's a prank item, but they say it fills the air, quote, with a genuine foul butt crack smell with hints of dead animal and rotten poo, end quote. And they say it can leave a room uninhabitable for 30 minutes. So the man was charged with disorderly conduct, public intoxication, underage possession of alcohol.
I thought you were going to say underage possession of fart spray.
Well, they say fart spray will be placed into evidence.
I was at the Walmart the other night, and I was at the end cap aisle, like the clearance section or whatever. And there was like a, you know, you go to the hunting section, and they have like dominant buck urine and stuff like that to lure deer, so you know, to their death. And it was like a bag of powdered urine stuff. And I was like, it was $3. And I was like, maybe I should just buy this. For, you never know when you're going to, like,
you
need it.
You never know when you're going
to
need.
Well, like, to, you know, sprinkle on somebody's lawn or, you know, like, just to play a prank or something. I don't know. It was a big bag of powdered urine. Seemed like a good deal. I don't really shop for that, but.
Well.
Good joke, though.
Shelly.
Yes.
Shelly, I admire your professionalism there at Wright's Point Shop.
Thank you.
And your honesty as well. It might be time to start, you know, playing some music in there, though. I would introduce a soundtrack.
That would kill me. Like, all, no podcasts or nothing?
Nothing, man. No. Well, it's really loud. I mean, and it's...
Why is it loud in there?
Is it like the stock exchange?
counting machines? We do have coin counting machines, and they're very loud. We've got a couple of them, and we've really been keeping them busy lately.
Well, start playing some, like, Skrillex and burn some incense and maybe
don't. Yeah, I can't burn anything because of the sprinkler system.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to smell it. You got to smell those farts.
No, I don't think that probably comes up that often.
I'm joking.
It just not.
No, I'm sure Wright's Coin Shop smells like Shelly's perfume. So,
like roses, I tell you. Like roses.
Well, you know, Shelly, speaking of smelly people, I'm sure you remember an incident when we were in a country called, where was it? Oh, Romania, in a section called Transylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, let me call it a learning experience. We were doing our expedition in Transylvania, and there were two ladies in our group who were celebrating birthdays. And I wanted to do something kind of crazy for them.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of their lives.
Oh, they'll remember.
I decided for the one and only time in my life to hire a male stripper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure, the only time.
Yeah, I can say I've actually hired a male stripper in Transylvania.
And you can say it with pride, my friend.
It is a notch above the average. So when we come back from this break, I will explain what happened I hired a male. What's that?
Was his name Vlad the Impaler?
Well, you're much more on track than you even imagined. I will explain when we come back why I hired him and how it turned into a disaster of historic proportions.
Historic proportions.
Yeah, and then we're going to go on to a lawsuit regarding a mom and a daughter and a clown. Yeah, it's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. The neighborhood was changing. Strangers moving in.
Yes, the Dark 30 out on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Here's what Dark 30 means. It means it's late at night, and we're talking about some of the more outrageous and controversial news. This is stuff that's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, some of the more sordid and seedy stuff. So tune out if you don't want to hear this. Consider that your warning. I am here, Joshua P. Warren, in the Bermuda Triangle. Sam and Shelley are in Asheville, North Carolina. And let me also reiterate now, if you go to joshuapwarren.com and scroll down the homepage, you can look at the now famous George Washington ghost photo. You'll find also some really cool products there I hope you'll check out. If you go to my curiosity shop, the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the Home, the Wishing Machine, the Money Magic Kit, there's a lot of cool stuff there. And just keep in mind that if you buy anything from joshuapwarren.com, you were supporting this program and you're helping to keep us on the air. So I hope that you will take advantage of that. Before the break, we were talking about, well, when Shelley and I were with a group in Transylvania in 2012, a couple of ladies with our group had a birthday, and I wanted to do something kind of crazy and outrageous they'd never forget. And so for the first time ever, I went to the tour operator and I said, hey, let's hire a male stripper, but here is exactly what I want. I was very specific. I put on my director hat and I said, I want the guy to show up and I want him to look like Vlad the Impaler. I want him to be wearing a robe. I want him to have the long black mustache. I want him to have the weird hat on. And the guy comes walking into the room where we're having dinner, and there's just like a hush that falls over the crowd because everybody's like, wow, what's this guy got to do? And then, boom, the music kicks off, and the guy rips off his clothes, and he starts doing his male stripper dance for the girls. And they said, do you want him totally naked, or do you want him to be in his underwear? I said, no, total nudity. I want the guy to just go no further than his shorts or underwear or whatever. So
something got lost in translation.
Yeah, so like an hour goes by, the guy doesn't show up. And like 2 hours go by, it's getting ridiculous. At that point, I was trying to figure out what was going on. I was in another room. All of a sudden, apparently, the guy had shown up unbeknownst to me. I hear this giant commotion. I go back into the dining room. And here I find a young Romanian man who does not look like Vlad the Impaler at all.
Nope.
He is basically getting naked. And
I believe that his whatever he was wearing was didn't it have kind of like a cheetah pattern?
I don't even remember. I think there may be video somewhere out there. But he was picking up these women and picking them up and laying them on the ground and doing things that I did not envision or approve of in any way whatsoever. And I was horrified.
Well, you were kind of enjoying it. It was really a show.
I bet he was enjoying it.
One of the girls, she had broken her leg, so she's wearing this boot. And the guy he picked her up and laid her down on the floor, and here's her boot sticking straight up in the air. It was quite a night.
I'm playing with Slinky Jr. right now.
I'm sure you are.
Okay.
Well, I mean, so did he get butt naked?
Uh-huh.
How was it? Was it like average, above average? Was he impaling?
Below average.
Okay.
And he was, I'm not going to admit too much here on the radio, but what I will tell you is that I was very concerned that I would get some complaints after this. But fortunately, the ladies were good sports.
I thought you were going to say you were concerned because of the feelings that had stirred up inside of you.
Yeah, that would be accurate, yeah, but not more like legal feelings.
Yeah.
So, okay, now I bring this up because there is a controversy in Des Moines, Iowa. A Des Moines, Iowa school district spokesman has confirmed that ninth grade girls hired a male stripper to perform at their school's synchronized swimming club's annual banquet. So apparently this was not, you know, passed by any parents or authorities. I mean, these are, again, ninth grade girls. They're having a party. I don't know exactly if they were on school property or not, but all of a sudden, boom, a male stripper shows up. And now this swimming club is funded by the students themselves in grades 9 through 12. But
They use their own money.
Yeah, and an employee asked the stripper to leave and said this was very inappropriate for the female students who were cheering him on, by the way. So it sounds like they were happy, but the...
He was doing a good job, obviously.
Obviously.
They were happy. So I don't know if it's allowed for a bunch of ninth grade girls to hire a male stripper. I kind of doubt it.
I don't think so.
There's no touching.
But everybody's wondering who gets in trouble for this one. Is it? Do the girls get in trouble, or does the stripper get in trouble?
What's
the school going to do to the stripper? I mean,
the girls would probably get in trouble because there's a very good chance that he did not know they were ninth grade. But if then he rolls up to the frickin' high school,
well, yeah.
Then maybe he could have made a better judgment call and been like, But that takes some cojones, though.
I agree.
He's like, I'm here. I've driven over here. I'm going into the high school
and
getting
paid.
Naked.
Let's give him a show.
Let's do it. That's the show must go on.
It must.
My impression is that male strippers just don't give a flip. They will, when they get a call, they get a job, they're going to go up, they're going to show up, and they're going to do it. So.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? Here's a story from Montgomery, Illinois. Now, this is actually a very serious story. Again, folks, dark 30 hour, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. There was a lawsuit because apparently last Halloween there was a haunted house that was opened up there in Illinois. This is close to Chicago. And a teenage girl and her mother claimed that clowns came racing after them with vibrating sex toys.
Oh.
Okay. And it was a horrific thing. They fled in terror as they were being chased by clowns with these toys. And they filed a lawsuit over this. Yeah. Now, they say that the two men who chased them with the vibrating sex toys were only known as John Doe because they were wearing clown makeup. So I guess nobody was willing to point out exactly who was in trouble here. But the mother there, the adult, said that this left her daughter with emotional and psychological injuries.
What, the sex toys or the clown costumes?
I would assume more of the clowns. If the girl's like... has emotional injuries because she saw a sex toy.
Then she's got some deeper issues.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, I know my boss at the station down the hall, he's freaked out by clowns.
Yeah. So you add a big vibrating sex toy in the mix, it might just push it over the edge.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's still a very litigious society we live in.
I mean, it's better, I guess, to get chased with that than something that looks and sounds like a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got to take a break. When we come back, this is a much more complex story I'm going to read about. This is about a Canadian couple that has sued a sperm bank in Georgia. And that's because it turns out that when they put their order in, they did not receive a product from the type of man that they were told they were getting. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. It's presented by Wright's Coin Shop. And you're listening to Speaking of Strange.
time. When I got home, it was 6 a.m. The door was locked, so I kicked it in. She was tripping on the bills, I think. She was on some... She threw my shit out into the yard. Then she called me a bum and slapped me real hard. And in my drunken stupor, I did what I should have never done. Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. She broke my heart in the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her f***ing car and crashed that piece of shooting and stepped away. Till they get here. Yeah, I know the sun is coming up and y'all are probably getting ready for closing up, but I'm trying to drown my soul. I'm tired of this life on a dirt road. Everything that I love is gone and I'm tired of hanging on. She got me sitting at a bar on the stepped away.
Guess it was meant to be. Romance,
yes,
and misery.
Dark.
So much for memories. And
30 out on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, playing with my Slinky Jr., and we're glad that you've decided to stay up late and spend your evening with us tonight. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual, but we call this the Dark 30 Hour. Because this is when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Some of the more sordid and seedy material that comes from the headlines that you don't usually hear anywhere else. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And you can and you should call Wright's Coin Shop Monday morning. Or better yet, go down there at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. But the number is 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402, and talk to Shelley Wright, or if you just go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to Wright's Coin Shop, you'll find a link to the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours, and by the way, if you go to hauntedasheville.com, well, you'll also find that we have a new updated tour called The Supernatural Tour, hosted by Tad McDivitt. Asheville and witches and vampires and ghouls, yes, it's all in there. It's
for and that's just at the bus station.
Those who want a bit more of a, shall we say, intellectual, mystical, metaphysical experience, the new Supernatural Tour, all that at hauntedasheville.com. So here's a story that's actually, you know, it's a serious story, but it's the kind of thing that you know, people don't want to talk about. So again, this is your warning. Don't listen to this if you have people who are sensitive or easily offended around. A Canadian couple is suing a sperm bank in Georgia because they went there and said that they wanted a guy who supposedly had a PhD and an IQ of 160 plus. And it turns out what they actually got was the seed of a convicted felon with multiple felony convictions, a guy who never finished high school, who also suffers from schizophrenia. Okay? And it
just
says,
needs a little buffing, a little polishing.
It says the couple were told the PhD had, quote unquote, fathered 36 children, but they found out his name and looked him up and found out who he really was. And it says here the parents are quoted as, "We wanted great physical features, high IQ, all of that. now the company is liable, and not only should they refund the money, but I think they're subject to damages as well, end quote. They say as many as 15 other families fathered by this donor may join the Canadian couple's lawsuit. This is one of those stories that just – it plucks the string of morality itself. I mean, can you imagine being the kid?
I was going to say, this goes way beyond fraudulent man stuff. The kids.
There's no guarantee that any of those kids are going to come out felonious schizophrenic, so they have a higher likelihood.
But, it's a classic nature-nurture experiment.
Exactly. I'm sure that the original guy who dumped the specimen probably didn't have a great family. But any of these kids that come out are probably, you know, the people are paying a lot of money to have this done. They're probably going to be doting parents. And, I mean, like,
besides the felonies, schizophrenia, that runs in families, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a trait, but I'm saying, like, it's not to say that whoever pops out is going to be, like, a felonious, crazy person, because their home environment could be different, and they would be raised in – they might have a predisposition.
It's just tragic for the kids.
They don't know.
Yeah,
you're going to find out that your parents have entered a lawsuit all because of you.
Yeah, I mean, that would be pretty bizarre.
I didn't do anything to you, Shelly.
And grow up, and then, you know, you get to an age where you understand what's going on, and you're like, well, your mom and dad were so, like, horrified that they got your genes that they sued over it. You know, I mean, that's got to be – I mean, can you imagine putting yourself in the shoes of that kid, like, how you would view the world the rest of your life, knowing in the back of your mind – mom and dad sued because they were so ticked they got my genes. I mean, that's crazy. That is nuts. It's almost unimaginable, really. Whew. That's hard. You see, that's some hardcore Philip K. Dick sci-fi, you know, philosophical conundrum.
Well, I mean, as you know, I'm adopted, right? And, yes. I don't put any stock of how I turned out on whoever made me. My parents, you know, molded me, and we all make our own decisions. The only thing that, like, those people who made me, you know, one of them was tall, one of them was an alcoholic. That's pretty much all we know. And somebody was pretty damn good looking. But
do you know who your genetic parents were?
No, my parents from an early age they told me as soon as I was, like, old enough to understand, they're like, you're adopted. Like, they would always say, other people just end up with what they get, but we picked you, like, you're special or whatever. And it never bothered me. And they told me that when I turned 18, because up until that point, the names were redacted on the documents or whatever. It just had, like, an X there. And they're like, when you turn 18, if you want to know any information, we will, we'll tell you whatever you need to know if you want to find these people. Never have thought about it until recently. I was watching a movie that I never would have watched, and it had Steve Coogan, the British comedian, in it. But it was a very dramatic role. It's a great freaking movie about these orphan girls that worked in a, like, Welsh nun place and, like, are horribly mistreated, and, like, all these babies were, like, sold to Americans. It was, like, this crazy story. And I started thinking about it, and I was like, man, you know, like, there's a couple of things I would like to know. But I think ultimately, in the end, exploring any of those questions would ultimately, the payoff wouldn't be enough for, like, the emotional wounds that could happen on either end or something. I don't know. Right. It's best.
So imagine this, Sam. Okay, your mom and dad said, okay, we picked you, you know, because we liked you.
So I was a pretty good-looking kid. I was cute as hell.
Yeah, and then imagine if they later on were like, oh, we were deceived. We thought we were getting a good kid.
They probably say that every day.
Are they part of this class action lawsuit? It's
possible. They do listen, and I'm just kidding, Mom and Dad. I love you, and I'm sorry I'm me.
Well, that, you know, it's a very interesting, you know, question that's worthy of Descartes. So, all right, next story comes to us from Woodstock, Georgia. Authorities say a naked man was arrested after breaking into a Georgia home through a pet door. Gosh, I hear this pretty frequently. There are little skinny burglars out there who slither through pet doors. And it says here the 28-year-old man came in totally nude.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He took his shower.
Oh, yeah.
He washed his laundry. He did his Wi-Fi. And that he slithered back out again. And they say that, well, you know, he didn't harm anybody. He just wanted to go in and do his laundry and shower and, you know, do his thing and leave.
I used to have a very big thing with nudity. Like, I was fascinated. I still want to be naked outdoors more than I get to be without getting arrested. And, but in Florida, we had a lot of woods. And it was always, like, so taboo. I would, like, go out into the woods and, like, get naked. Because it feels really good. But I was, like, probably, like, 10 or something, you know? Maybe, yeah, you just want to get naked. You just want to get naked. Well, I didn't live on the pond.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you just want to do some naked laundry. What's so wrong with that?
You guys know the movie Freddy Got Fingered?
Oh, yes. Daddy, what was it, the sausages?
Yeah, I love that movie. It was a huge flop, but
it's an acquired taste. It's an acquired taste.
I think it's great. Well, right now there's a story from Concord, North Carolina. A man has been arrested for not returning a VHS rental of that movie 14 years ago. Can you believe that? Arrested.
Arrested?
Yeah, for not returning Freddy Got Fingered 14 years ago, and it says here that they're having trouble figuring out what to do because apparently it was Blockbuster that rented it to him, and that company is bankrupt, and they're trying to figure out who created the warrant, and the whole case has become very confusing. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the last three stories I have saved for the end of the show tonight, and well, let me just put it this way. The last one, sure enough, it ends with a bang. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strange. Tonight's Speaking of Strange, I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is presented by Wright's Coin Shop, and you can call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. I also want to remind everybody that August the 27th of this year, George Norrie is going to come to Asheville, North Carolina, and he is going to do a big program at the Diana Wortham Theater with me and Dr. Bill Forstchen and Micah Hanks. It's called George Norrie and Friends Living It Up in Asheville. Tickets are going to go on sale May the 3rd. So it'll probably sell out quickly, and that is why I'm letting you know about this right now. If you go to joshuapwarren.com and click the news section, there's a little banner there about it or an ad or whatever, and May 3rd that will become active. But you just go to the Diana Wortham Theater and click on that, and you'll be able to buy your tickets to George Norrie Live, and oh, the little surprises we have in store for everybody August 27th of this year. Last few stories of the night. This is the dark 30 hour, so I will repeat. This is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Tune out right now if you don't want to hear some of the more sordid and seedy or controversial stuff, or you're in a room with somebody who doesn't. First story, get ready with the bell, Shelley, is from Indian Rocks Beach.
Sorry, do that again, Shelley.
Indian Rocks Beach. There we go.
That was my bad.
A Florida woman, 49 years old, allegedly punched a convenience store employee in the eye after the worker demanded she return a bag of Cheetos that she had stashed, quote, under her sundress in her groin area. Okay, so she put some Cheetos in there. And she walked outside, crossed the street into a wooded area. This guy actually followed her. Can you believe that? That's a dedicated employee. But on the other hand, maybe that's the kind of robbery bust that is a little easier to imagine. Anyway, she popped him in the eye, and he's wounded. But they caught her, and now she's in trouble. Next story comes from Tampa, Florida.
My old stomping grounds.
How's this for just a headline? Mother sparks outrage as she hires a stripper for 8-year-old son's birthday. Apparently there is a video clip that's been making the rounds on the internet. This youngster is smacking the backside of the dancer. Another youngster is throwing money at her. All the children are cheering them on and laughing, gathered around.
That's why we moved up. That's why we moved to North Carolina, honestly, because like my parents did not want me in the public school system down there because like kids, they're different. They mature a lot quicker down there.
Well, it's being called disgusting, and they say that every adult should be put in jail. So they're trying to figure out what to do with this woman. But now here is one, oh boy, I have been waiting all week to, actually 2 weeks. I've been waiting 2 weeks to read this one. This is a classic. This is what Speaking of Strange is all about. Okay, this story right here. In Las Vegas, a man went into a Walmart. Oh boy, it's a good, we're already off to a good start. Guy goes into a Walmart. And he steals a variety of things. The security tape finds that the guy went to the breakfast aisle, grabbed two or three things, and then went into the bathroom where he remained for 20 minutes. When he and his friend emerged, they were approached by a security guard. At that time, things turned a little bit ugly. The security guard asked the guy to show him the items he'd taken into the restroom, and they ended up having a physical confrontation. The security guard ended up grabbing a hold of the man and throwing him to the ground. It turns out the man had stolen, among other things, a can of Pillsbury cinnamon rolls and had stuffed it in his rear end. And when the security guard grabbed him and they fell to the ground, there was a boom. Yes. a can of Pillsbury cinnamon rolls with icing exploded inside of the man.
You know what you got to say about that.
What? I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and the Twitter, and don't ever text while driving. And tune in next week for a brand new show. You are commanded!
But you